after him for a very long time. And this international month, he finally gave in to the call of God. But you will see from the sermon why he actually did that. So, if you have your Bibles, I'll read the lesson before I pray. We'll turn to the book of Jonah. Jonah chapter 3, reading from verse 1 to 10. Jonah chapter 3, from 1 to 10. I'm reading from the King. Can we have the King James? Although it's a little bit similar. And the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee." So Jonah arose and went into Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth for the greatest of them, even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh. And he arose from his throne, and laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, "Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way, and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent? Who can tell if God will turn and repent, and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not?" And God saw their works, and they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said he would do unto them, and he did it not. That's the word of God. Amen. Speak, Holy Spirit, to this thy congregation. We know, Lord, that we are impotent and cannot function or operate without your Holy Spirit in us. And we believe that with you all things are possible. Therefore, Father, Heavenly Father, come this moment and tabernacle with us. Come this moment and pitch a tent here with us. Come this very moment and abide with us. And fill this place with your Holy Spirit so that every living thing here in this church will be circumcised and be receptive to your word. So that at the end of the day, your word will bear fruit in our hearts. This I pray in Jesus' name. And all God's children say, Amen. Amen. Good morning once again. I am not supposed to preach today. I wasn't scheduled to preach at all. But for some of you who are very familiar with Brother James, whenever he comes to speak to you, and whenever he wants something for you, the first thing he will do is laugh. So when Brother James called me, "Brother William," I knew something was up. So, well, nonetheless, when we were doing the plans for the service, the program for the month of international, I told them that I am not going to preach. I'm going to allow other people the opportunity. So I was out of that completely. So when he came back to me, I had no choice. The reason I had no choice is this. I knew we would be talking in the book of Jonah. How would I come and say, "No, I have other plans to go," when the scripture that I will be preaching about is God telling Jonah to go and preach, and he said, "No, he's not going." So there we are, speaking about the book of Jonah. For the last 2 weeks, we've heard about Jonah. Now, when we were kids, if you ask any kid from Sunday school, what is the book of Jonah about? All they will tell you is Jonah and the fish. That's all we all know. I found this nice picture on the internet, media team say, "The Jonah story is more than a fish story." Turn to the next person and say, "Jonah story is more than a fish story." Jonah's story is more than a fish story. Because when you come to appreciate the four chapters of Jonah's story, and one thing I learned this very, very morning, is even Jesus himself, when he was preaching during his ministry, there are four prophets that he reverenced, that he mentioned in his ministry. Daniel, Zechariah, Isaiah, and Jonah. You will come to see later on why he did that. But the Jonah story is more than a fish story. So this morning, I have been tasked to preach on the subject, God has mercy for those who repent. God has mercy for those who repent. But I cannot talk about Jonah chapter 3 without giving you a small recap about what we've learned from the first two Sundays that we've already had. Jonah chapter 1. Here is Jonah, a man of God, loved by God. God tells him, go to Nineveh and preach. And tell them, in 40 days, if they don't repent, I'm going to Sodom and Gomorrah their city. That's my own version anyway. God is going to destroy. We know what God did to Sodom and Gomorrah. So I'm just using that figuratively. God is going to destroy. Tell them that if it's 40 days, they don't repent, I'm going to destroy the city. So Jonah looked up, and the story is found in chapter 1, where Jonah finds himself in a port. You know, in the ports down there where we take the boats to go. All boats go in different directions. So you have, Jonah is standing there. Nineveh, Tarshish. Nineveh, Tarshish. Nineveh, Tarshish. And in the end, he decides, I'm going to Tarshish. He boards the boat and leaves for Tarshish. But when I was trying to understand this subject, the last couple of months, I have been actually involved in a lot of things.